143 head in one bunch of birds.
God. Unbelievable.
Well, we strictly done it. That's it. We sure did.
What was to keep them? Say, if you had... If I didn't have much land, if I just had maybe 20 acres of land, but I had several... What... If I had several 100 head of cattle?
Well, you just have to sell them if you didn't have... If that stock low come in, not like it used to be, well, you could turn them out in the woods and be all right. Nothing would bother them. But if that stock low come in, you just have to sell them to get down to where you could handle them.
So. Uh-huh. Say, but who'd own the woods? I mean, what if that was your property that my cattle were on?
If it's your property, well, it'd be just your property and your business for them to stay there. But like it was then, you know, just anywhere in the woods they went, well, there wasn't no stock law or nothing. See.
Uh-huh. But nobody owned the woods? Nobody cared if, say, someone else's cows were on their
land? Some company or something like that might own a whole lot, like Bass do this, but nobody never did say nothing about the cows going there eating grass.
I see.
Well, that stock law come out, they never did nobody see nothing about it.
What is this Bass company you mentioned?
Bass owns all this land through him. Oh, God, I don't know how far back in there he owned it. He got about 75 oil wells on his land.
God. Is he just one person?
Well, he's got a couple of boys, but...
He must be awfully rich.
Yeah. That just ain't no telling how much money he have got.
Yeah.
Doubt him knowing himself.
What is this, Gulf Oil? Or,
huh?
Do you know what oil company?
Well, it's Gulf and Texaco and... there's another one of them, I could just think of it now. But the Gulf and Texaco got more wells than anything else.
How do you call chickens?
Chicken, chicken, chicken.
Okay. And you say before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to...
Well, if it's the wagon and chair, you got to back him up and come in and check.
Uh-huh. You say if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
I want to hitch them to a buggy, a wagon, whatever it is, unless you're going to ride them. You're going to ride them, put a saddle on them.
Uh-huh. Well, say if you're going to plow, you'd say you had to...
Where'd you go?
To what?
Hit them to plow.
Uh-huh. You just get out of school?
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Say if you were driving a horse, what would... or plowing with him, what would you hold in your hands?
Lines.
And what if you were riding on him?
Well, you'd hold a bridle rein.
Mm-hmm. And what would your feet be in?
Saddle stirrup.
Okay. And, when you're plowing, you know, those trenches sort of things cut by a plow. You call those?
Middles, you know. You plow them out when you're plowing to your crop.
Uh-huh. What's the middles?
That's where there ain't nothing planted out here between rows.
Uh-huh. You know, when you plow and you cut those...
Yeah, the middle of it.
Uh-huh. Do you have another word for that?
No. It's all that we hear there.
Uh-huh. If you're plowing with two horses, you know, one of them walks.
I don't know.
If you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, he's just a horse walking down that furrow.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of lead horse or nigh horse? Or?